All right, we're going to get into our presentation today. And just going forward, you know, all of our classes are going to be on Monday. So Alan has a lunch and learn after this business meeting. Julie has a training class next Monday at 11. So we're trying to keep everything simple. And just know, every Monday at Bickerstaff Farm, there will be lunch if you show up at 11 and wait till 12 o'clock. So I thought it'd be fun. You know, last time we left, what did we talk about? I don't even remember. We talked about, you know, the past 6 months and developing a strategy for learning something new, essentially, and how to practice. And I know all of y'all picked one of those three things, right? Something you enjoy, something you wish you knew how to do 6 months from now. What was the third one? Something, I can't remember the third one. Does anybody remember the third one? Well, we talked about something you like, something you don't know, how would you do something you'll need in 6 months. Thank you, Matt Sled. That's on YouTube and our podcast too, in case you didn't write that down. But the point is, how do you do that? And so a lot of times we talk about things just for real estate, right? And I don't talk a lot about church or religion, but yesterday at church, I thought the preacher gave a real interesting story. It was communion. And he told a story about when he was a child and first learned his life lesson. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but something happened where well, I'll tell the whole story. It's appropriate. Reverend Beckham, when he was a child, there was a worker doing work at their house. And he asked him if he'd like to come in and have supper. And imagine this is back in, what, like the early 50s? In the South. The early 50s in the South. Y'all know what kind of socioeconomic, cultural climate that was. And so he went in to tell his mother that the worker was going to come in for supper, and she was livid. And she then gave him a plate to take out to the worker to serve him his supper outside, because y'all know why, because of segregation. And you can imagine, I thought it was pretty powerful, Reverend Beckham saying that from the pulpit. He said that was the first time he questioned faith and wondered, does faith only exist in the church? And does none of that apply out in the real world? The things you talk about in church and Jesus and God and treating people, does that not apply just outside of church? So, trying to make a correlation, so stay with me. Everything we talk about here isn't just about real estate. We try to teach y'all things too that help you with your personal life, not just how to become more successful in real estate, but how can you take some of the things you learn here and also apply out in the real world, whether it's with your family, with business, with friends. And so putting daily rituals together, I wanted you to think about not just how this is going to help you for real estate, but how could this also apply in just your everyday life? Because honestly, you know, if you're in real estate, you have no everyday life. You just have a real estate life. It is real estate all the time. So you have to figure out how to make that work. And daily rituals. I want to start the story. That's my grandfather. I had a better picture, but I couldn't upload it for our presentation. And he was born in 1918, so he would have been 100 this year. And he taught me how to play golf, and I spent a lot of time with him. He also taught Sunday school for 60 years. And growing up as a kid, I thought, you know that term old school. Oh, he's just old school. That generation, that's just how they are. They're just programmed to do things that way. So I'd spend the night with him, and what would he do? He'd pick his paper up, and he'd read his paper while we eat breakfast, and it's like you didn't really exist until his paper was done, and then he'd do the dishes, and then he'd get this ready, and then after work, the stock market closed at what, 4:30? He was on the tee box by, 5 o'clock. He had these daily rituals, and I thought he was just, that's how that generation operated. They just had these programs and they did what they wanted to do. When I started thinking about it, he wasn't really old school. He just learned how to master self-automation. He just did things automatically. And because of that, he was a fairly successful broker, but became a really accomplished golfer. And every 5 o'clock, you could predict he was, you didn't have the 5 o'clock tee time because that's, he was on the number one tee box and he was teeing off. And he had his group and he programmed all these things. And I started to think back on him during this presentation is how powerful daily rituals can be when you adhere to them for a long period of time. Even if it's just something simple. Not playing golf every day, but being at the golf course by 5 o'clock or leaving work at a specific time to be somewhere. And maybe start thinking as, well, what are rituals? And how can they be used to prepare us for success? If you played athletics or participated in that in high school at the college level, practice, you got to be at practice by 4:30. You have stretches. Those are all rituals. We don't think of them necessarily as that way, but when you become an adult, we have to think about how we can use them to be successful. Because rituals are just a set of predetermined actions. And they're either mindless and counterproductive, meaning you don't think a lot about them, they could be working against you, or they're intentional and useful. They're one or the other. And we'll come back to that. This is a snapshot. I bought this planner a couple months ago. And yes, it's not blank, okay? So I do actually have some rituals. So I'll share them with you maybe. I got really scared to use this because y'all know when someone tries to keep you accountable, if it's someone other than yourself, if you are having to keep yourself accountable, I'll do that next week. Right? I mean, I put this down. I looked at when I started. It's like, oh, this is going to be so cool. I'm going to get so organized. This is easy. And the first day I'd written down was 4/23/18. That was a Monday. I was supposed to start. I really started on 7/3/18. I waited a whole quarter. Because I got a bunch of stuff was going on. But when I thought about it, I was like, oh my gosh. I'm going to have to get really organized to use this. And then I started using it. And I want to walk you through it. This can be a little daunting if you're starting from square one and you're going to carry around a book like it's the Bible and program every single day. So I'm just taking a little piece out of this that I thought y'all would see value in that's really helped me a lot. But there's four types of rituals. There's morning rituals, and these are pictures from the book. There's a workday startup ritual, workday shutdown ritual, and then an evening ritual. So there's just four types. Morning, then right when you get to work, when you're leaving work, and then evening, meaning right before you go to bed. So I filled in some blanks to kind of get y'all thinking about that. This stuff sounded so stupid when I wrote it down. Morning ritual. And you write down the number of minutes that you're going to spend on this, because if you have small children, maybe your morning ritual is like 4 minutes, not 47 minutes, or you have to get up earlier. But I wrote down, drink water, 2 minutes. If you're going to get up early in the morning and go exercise, if you drink at least half a glass of water, you will feel so much better, and instantly you're hydrated. I thought, that's so stupid. Why would I just write down to drink water? So I wrote all these out. Drink water, walk and stretch, meditate, and review the day. So, wow. Before my kids get up, if I want to do these things, it's going to take me about 47 minutes. So I didn't walk this morning, But I didn't walk this morning because Say-Say left at 6:15 to go ride horses. So I'm not blaming her. Just letting you know, I couldn't physically walk and free my mind up knowing that my kids might be tearing up something while I'm outside in the neighborhood. So that's a morning ritual. This stuff is really basic. So workday startup ritual. When you get to work, same thing. Fill Yeti cup up with water. Read the Wall Street Journal. Check email. Review the three biggest tasks for the day. What are the three biggest things I need to get done today? That's before doing anything else. And then workday shutdown. Before you walk out of the office, check emails, return calls, review calendar planner, and then stretch or meditate. Just do something. And this is really important. This is, so evening rituals. Because stuff happens all throughout the day. Notice, what I'm doing is just something really before anybody else can disrupt my day. So in real estate, as soon as you open up, or as soon as you're going to accept invitations from people, they're disrupting your day. Calls, emails. So as soon as you start doing things, you can kind of forget about trying to control the middle to the end of your day. So before I go to bed, this sounds crazy. Really, did you write down, talk to your spouse for 15 minutes? If you've had a really busy day, not talking to your spouse for 15 minutes could be the worst thing you didn't do all day long, right? And so, read and pray. Read something non-work related. And then maybe stretch or meditate before you go to bed. Again, that's 40 minutes. But you don't really do productive work 40 minutes before you go to bed. You're spent on real estate work. But I found after doing some of these things, you know, you have to do them for a certain period of time before they become a habit. And so I literally opened this up and I said, like, did I do my workday startup ritual? And as long as Alan isn't coming in to look at my notebook, he won't know if I've done it or not. I have to be accountable and check it off. And that's the hardest thing, is being accountable to yourself. That's why it's important to have someone to help you be accountable. But after doing this, we set up an appointment to recruit another agent. I followed up with five people I should have contacted probably 3 months ago, because I just got in the routine of checking on what I'm supposed to be doing that's going to bring the most value to my day. This is little stuff. Little stuff. And not all of these are exactly what I do, but I put some of my own personal rituals in here just so you could get a little insight on the stuff I do. But if this, whatever you put in here, if that stuff is going to be important to you, when you get it done, first of all, you could have accomplished three things before the day even starts. That's going to make you feel better too. But 5 months from now, that's going to help you out even more. And I can't stress this enough, is just having a plan. In real estate, we never know when the day begins and ends. And if you don't try to control when it begins for you and your clients and when it ends for you and your clients, you're never going to have enough time to do the things you want to do. And how do these help you prepare for success? That's what the whole month of August is about. With the business meetings and training classes, is helping you prepare for success. Daily rituals help you stop from overthinking, perform at a predictably high level, and put you in a mental and physical groove. That's the point of daily rituals. And athletes know this extremely well. If I stretch, if I work out, and if I do this an hour and a half before every single game, I'm going to be ready to perform. If I shoot, what do basketball players talk about? If I shoot 1,000 free throws a week, as soon as I make 100 free throws, I know I'm going to be ready for the game. Those are rituals. We don't think about those for non-athletes or for the professional environment. But they'll help you accomplish those three things. So leave you with this. These are some quotes. And Michael Hyatt is the creator of this. He has some great blogs and videos about being organized and planning. Routine leaves less to chance. You'll never find time for anything if you want the time, you must make it. That is so true about real estate. If you're always available, you will never have time to do anything that you need to do. So you've got to find a way to squeeze in those things that are going to make you more productive during the day. And then what you know right now is enough to get you started on something big. That's all we try to do is present in these meetings and training classes are ideas so you can take action on them, so you can think about how they can help you personally, professionally, or with your business. So the challenge for y'all is to look at reviewing your rituals. What are you doing? Are you consciously doing anything before you get to work, before you start answering your clients' calls, before you shut down real estate and become spouse, mom, dad for 10 minutes at the end of the day, or however long, 2 hours? That stuff's really important. If you don't have to program everything during the day, but think about how you're going to start your day and how you're going to end your day, because that'll add a lot of value, and that will help you eventually start to learn how to manage things during the day. Because what do they say? If you don't control your calendar controls you. So, and you can't control everything. I mean, it's so hard, especially once you get into contract to close mode. Stuff start we want to control everything that happens, and we try hard, but you can't. So focus on the areas that you can control. They're going to have a big impact on your day. And that's with some of these rituals. Because if you could accomplish this, it's going to set you up to do incredible things personally as well as professionally. So that's the challenge. Creating rituals that are intentional and useful, that can help you in your personal life and your professional life. If you want to learn more about this, I was really scared when I picked it up. This is a big journal. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just think about every morning, what are two or three things you want to do before you leave the house? What are two or three things you want to do when you first get to the office? Two or three things you want to do before you leave, and two or three things before you go to bed. It's just simple stuff. But it's oftentimes these simple things that we overlook that have the most value. God, just talking to Say-Say for 10 or 15 minutes a night before we go to bed, we don't realize how oftentimes we get too busy just to have a little conversation. And that's what can be so important. You get into the routine, but you have to have a ritual to get the routine started. I appreciate y'all making time to be here today. Alan's got his lunch and learn, and I think lunch should be out here in a few minutes.